Now let's meet the second candidate for Kootenai County Sheriff, Mike Bauer. Mike, thank you for joining us this evening. Why don't you take 1 minute and introduce yourself and explain to the audience why you're running for Kootenai County Sheriff.
Sure, I'd be happy to. My name is Mike Bauer. I live in Harrison. I've been there for 13 years. I'm a previous candidate for sheriff in 2020. I was a candidate for clerk in 2022. I was unsuccessful in 2020, and I saw that this particular race had no opponent in the Republican primary, and I thought, well, I don't want Bob to have to take the whole summer off. I'll join in the fray. He knows me. I know him. I've watched his work over the last three and a half years that he's been the sheriff. I'm not displeased with it. I came up with a little saying that I stole from somebody else was, to be a good sheriff, you have to be smart enough to do the job, but dumb enough to ask for it. And Bob would appreciate that. My experience at the LA County Sheriff's Department, 33 years, very similar to his, but in a different generation. When I joined the department, Bob was 6 years old. And so anyway, I felt like it was appropriate to get in the race and discuss some issues for the public that may not have been discussed.
Okay. Well, thank you. So we've got three questions. You'll have 2 minutes for each of these questions. And the first question we have for you, Mike, is, as you probably know, Hayden, the city of Hayden, is considering creating its own police force rather than having a contract, which they do now, with the Kootenai County Sheriff's Office. What would you tell the residents of Hayden about what you believe Hayden should do in this scenario?
You know, I've spoken to a city council member who was concerned about whether or not the city could decide what the staffing level was or whether the sheriff would impose a staffing level on them that the sheriff wanted. And I'm not sure that that's resolved. I think it would be best for a sheriff to negotiate with the city council to avoid the expense of a separate police department, but that's certainly their right. Let me say that some of the national standards for the proportion of population to police officers may not apply here. We may have a little different type of an environment. And so my comments to that individual was that if I were elected sheriff, I would not require a staffing level, that I would essentially have them assume responsibility for the safety level of their citizens in their city, and that I would honor their staffing level.
Okay. So kind of a hybrid. Great. So Mike, the second question we have for our sheriff candidates this evening is, how do you view the role of the sheriff when working with other jurisdictions inside the county to promote public safety?
The sheriff should be a leader in the county. The sheriff should have, if everything is properly budgeted and staffed, should have more resources than these other cities, especially when you talk about natural disasters, you talk about rescue, and you talk about special weapons teams, deployments, and that sort of thing. And so it has to be a cooperative venture. I think that the sheriff should be have an open door policy for these cities and ask them, what can we do to make your life easier? And what is it that your department needs? It's my theory that the Las Vegas Metro Police Department merger of the 70s is something that we may need to look at in this area. And I could see, and I would look at, if I were elected sheriff, if the budgets didn't hold, if we had financial problems, I would be very open to discussing with the city a merger between the sheriff of the city and a metropolitan police department here. That has had some beneficial financial outcome for the Las Vegas area, but we may not have the political will for that here. That is something that I would consider. In that case, they used the sheriff, elected sheriff. They stayed with an elected official in charge of the county operation. This is Las Vegas Metro Police Department is what it's called. My view is that Lee White's certainly welcome to be the sheriff in charge of that if there were a merger to be done in the next 4 years.
Okay. Thank you. And the third question we have for you is really about the uniqueness of the office and the political nature that it holds. Obviously, the sheriff is an elected position. In your opinion, how far into the political realm should a sheriff go when it comes to campaigning and political party functions versus in the office, in uniform, out on the streets type management and leadership?
Let me say that I became aware in 2020 that the county has no employee political activity policy. And that concerned me because of some of the activities of employees using county equipment to do political activity, something that's usually not acceptable in other areas. My comments effectively to Wolfinger at that time were this was probably inappropriate, and I don't know whether it's continued or not. So one of my goals would be to establish an employee political activity policy. It could be very similar to what the state has. The state has a very strict one, and the county doesn't have any at all, is my understanding. The sheriff is paid very well. The sheriff owes a full-time job. He should be doing his job. He shouldn't be out politicking. That should be on his off time. That should be weekends or nights or that sort of thing. But a sheriff and the certain levels of FLSA exempt employee, it's no overtime. It's hard to hold somebody to that 8 hour a day work. But still, I think morally, as a sheriff, I owe the county my full time. And politicking is secondary. And in my opinion, if you're a member of the KCRCC and you're in good standing with them, you don't have to work that hard anyway. And that's one of the reasons that I'm running, is because they have locked this down to the point where the voters can't express their frustration with what they see in an election. And so they need, there's way too many unopposed candidates in this county, in my opinion. And that was one of the reasons that I got into this race, was to try to give some opinion, give them a chance to express themselves about what they wanted for a sheriff.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate the answers to those questions. And now you'll have 1 minute to share with the voters of Kootenai County any final thoughts you have or a closing statement and what you would want them to know about why they should vote for you, Mike.
Let me say that I didn't come here to say that Bob's not doing a good job. I didn't come here to say that the sheriff's office is in trouble. That's not my intention. But I do know that I have probably three times the administrative experience that candidate had in 2020. And in that particular election, he won by 3,000 votes in a very tight primary and was swept into office because I filed as an independent and KCRCC postcarded the county. You either vote for this guy or you are a rhino. I just want the voters to know that if you're dissatisfied or you want to see a change or you want somebody else as your sheriff, I'm available. And your only other option is that you wait till November and you take a look at Dan Wilson. And that's the only option that the voters have.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate you being here this evening and responding to the questions and telling the voters more about yourself and where you stand on some of these important issues that are in the minds of the citizens of Kootenai County. We appreciate you and enjoy your responses, and thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to meet you. Thank you very much for having me.